Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Good evening, and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio Presents, There is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation with our show host, Allie, as she shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. Also, as Allie shares her story with our co-host, Doc, you will be inspired and uplifted, especially if you're in the midst of trying to make a decision on what to do after losing a job and/or seeking new career opportunities. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the hosts or web talk radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not in reliance upon the content of this web talk radio program. And now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and a pen so you can jot down notes as you share in our journey this evening. Now join me in a virtual applause as I welcome our show host, Allie, and our show co-host, Doc, to the air. Allie?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of There is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, and I'm thankful to be your host tonight, and along with my regular co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elite Psychological Services and who is a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders. It is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off, and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And I'm happy to say that with this new year comes a new look to my blog. So please, I invite you to visit and follow me on my new and improved blog site at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. So please check it out and post a comment. And as well, you can also find out more information about Doc and her services through her website at www.elise, which is spelled E-L-I-S-E, psychologicalservices.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can always do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And guess what? We're still tweeting. So follow us on Twitter. I'm at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And also, I am on Instagram at #AllieWard45. Now, on behalf of Dr. Mel D and myself and the entire There is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely thank you for listening and for joining us this evening as we share with you our insights into the experience of being laid off. Now, I want to, as we're still in the month of January, I want to continue to say Happy New Year to our listening audience. And also, as I welcome my co-host Doc on air, I want to also recognize and extend a very special happy birthday wish to her because I know that she celebrated her birthday this past weekend, and I trust that it was an enjoyable one. And you know what, Doc, I am definitely looking forward to our discussion tonight as we focus on how our thinking, speaking, and even our writing can lead to a manifestation of positive outcomes in our lives. So I welcome you, Doc, and thank you for being here with me tonight.
Hi, Allie. Hi, Mel D. Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here. Thank you for my birthday wish. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed it. And Happy New Year once again to our listening audience. I was just sharing with Mel D and Allie. I can't believe we're almost at the end of January, so I think our topic tonight is going to be right on point for writing the vision of a new year.
Absolutely. So thanks again, Doc. So as always, before we get started, I want to say for those of you who may be listening in or who may be calling in for the first time, I want to always remind you that we are using this forum as a way to uplift, empower, and hopefully inspire those of you who may have been affected by a layoff or even by another life-altering event. We are not here to complain, ridicule, or point fingers at our former employers or colleagues or any individuals, and we are definitely not here to feel sorry for ourselves. But we are here so that we can share with you our journeys of rediscovery and empowerment. But most of all, the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we are here to serve you, the community, as we give you a voice by offering you an opportunity to share your story. Now, we are still welcoming your calls to share with us your sentiments and your well wishes for our one-year anniversary that we celebrated back on January 7th. So with that said, I invite our listeners to call in and share with us. You can reach us by calling 347-324-5246 and press the number 1 to be added into the on-air lineup in our host queue. And we will take your calls at the second half of the show tonight. And now there's one last announcement before we actually get started tonight. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can always catch up on what you missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy to do that. We have that wonderful automatic player box on the programming page. Just click on the show that you want to listen to, and there you have it. It'll start playing for you automatically. And we are on iTunes, so continue to catch up on what you may have missed by searching for Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. All of our past shows are there, and tonight's live show, after that airs tonight, you will be able to upload it about an hour or less after it airs. So, again, we thank you for continuing to tune in to the live show and also for catching up. Now, we are ready to get started, and I actually want to take a moment to honor the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because everybody knows yesterday our country recognized and celebrated a day on and not a day off. And we celebrated his legacy with the annual day of service. Now, it was Dr. King who once said that life's most persistent and urgent question to us all is, what are you doing for others? Okay? So each year, Americans across the country answer that question by coming together on the King holiday to serve their neighbors and communities. Now, yesterday I had the awesome honor and opportunity to volunteer through Hands on Atlanta. And for those of you who don't know Hands on Atlanta is all about, it's an organization that is focused on helping individuals, families, and corporate and community groups to strengthen Greater Atlanta through service at more than 400 nonprofit organizations and schools, okay? Now, the project site that I had the opportunity to volunteer at was the Whitehead Boys and Girls Club, which is located on Lakewood Avenue here in Atlanta. And we were challenged with the task of painting 3 of their recreational rooms. And while we were there, I had the awesome opportunity of meeting a woman by the name of Miss Marsha Brown, and she actually happens to be the Associate Director of Education Programs with Hands on Atlanta, and she was our site's ambassador, and her sole purpose, she said, was just to make sure that all of us had the best volunteer experience ever. So, Miss Marsha, if you're listening, mission accomplished, because I walked away with such a sense of accomplishment, Mel D and Doc. And it was a group about 30 to 32 people. And after we got our assignments, we just went to work. We just didn't miss a beat. And everybody just jumped in, and it was wonderful. And unfortunately, we ran out of paint before we could finish painting all of the rooms. But so I want to say that they are welcoming volunteers back this Saturday on the 25th to complete the job. So if you're looking for volunteer opportunity, you can contact the volunteer leader. Her name is Felisa Sims, and her number is 770-598-5050. Or you can just contact her through the Whitehead Boys and Girls Club on Lakewood Avenue. So I want to put that out there for all of our listeners. Now, as we keep it moving tonight, For those of you who may have tuned in for that January 7th anniversary show, you may recall that Doc and I briefly talked about vision boards. Well, we thought that we wanted to revisit this because we want to explain how important the fact that Doc and I actually refer to our boards as manifestation or action boards, right, Doc?
Correct.
So in a moment, we're going to have Doc come on air and kind of give you some details on what that means and why we call it what we call it versus just calling it a vision board. But before we do that, Doc, I want to share with our listeners about the power of our words and our thoughts, because I don't think that we can begin to really try to manifest or receive all that God has for us or even follow the plans that he has for our lives if we don't start being careful about what comes out of our mouths, okay?
That's
now,
good.
The start of the new year, that's a time where our church, which is Lifestyle Christian Church under the guidance of Pastor Dwayne Johnson Sr. and his beautiful wife, Tara, this is the time that we try to use to get in touch and hear from God. And during this time, everyone's journey is a little different, but most of us use this time to fast and pray and really get into studying the Word and, like I said, hearing from God, okay? Now, if I am going to be honest, and I always want to do that, I don't always like what I hear. But, you know, with that, because it is usually a lesson that God is showing me that, you know what, I'm probably the problem in whatever situation or challenge that I'm facing at that time. So, you know, this time was no different, okay? So what I have been struggling with a particular area of my life, and it dealt with some family relationships that I have been extremely frustrated with, Doc. And I have been praying and asking God to kind of change the other people. Okay, and guess what? The Holy Spirit revealed to me that I was the problem. Ouch, right? How's that for stepping on my own toes, right? Well, my first initial reaction was that I didn't understand how it could be my fault. But let me tell you how he showed me. Okay, now this is God has a sense of humor, and don't think that he doesn't. One night, I was not feeling well, and I guess it must have been about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't sleep, and I kept having to get up, and, you know, it was just back and forth, back and forth. The Holy Spirit said, check online for a holistic remedy that might help me feel better. So I did that, and I found something that I thought would work. Well, but that meant that, you know, I had to go downstairs to do, you know, what I needed to do. And in doing so, I happened to turn on the TV, and what I found was a program with Joyce Meyer. And guess what the subject of her message was on that particular show?
What was it?
The power of our words.
Ooh.
Okay. So I was like, okay, God, I gotcha. So I'm supposed to sit down and watch this. So no sooner than I sat down to watch the program, the health issue that I was dealing with disappeared.
Wow.
Okay. But what was more amazing was that the message that Joyce was talking about was how God's goal in our lives is for us to be more spiritually mature, okay? Because with spiritual maturity, it doesn't matter what circumstance you're in the middle of, then you can deal with it, and you can be the same no matter what the circumstance, okay? And this pretty much hit the nail on the head for what I have been dealing with, okay, and that those family relationships. So in essence, what she was saying is that when we pray and then we murmur and we complain about what we prayed about, it's because we lack spiritual maturity, okay? So, and a lot of us don't know that complaining is actually a sin.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
It really is. So I realized that in the areas of my life where I was feeling the most challenged, that I needed to stop complaining. I needed to stop blaming others for me not being happy, and stop blaming others for the times when I felt like I wasn't having a good day, okay? Because in her message, she said, being happy or having a good day, you have to make, that's a choice.
Right.
You actually have to make a decision ahead of time that you're going to have a good day or that you're going to be happy, okay? And I also realized that if I wanted God to answer my prayers, that I had to learn how to control what I was speaking out of my mouth, because I found out that in the times where I was speaking the harshest is in those times when I was like either tired or worn out, and I would just let it fly, okay? So what I found out was that in those times, I really have to stop the enemy in his onset. When I feel myself getting out of control or feeling myself kind of losing control, that's the time when I know I need to stop, plug back into God, and speak and respond in love instead of out of anger or frustration. Okay? So, you know, bottom line, no matter how much I think that I know, if I don't walk and respond in love in all areas of my life, then I don't know anything. Okay? This was a bitter pill for me to swallow because, you know, I thought everybody else was the problem. But the Holy Spirit woke me up out of my sleep or, you know, made me uncomfortable long enough to show me, no, you're the problem. Okay? Now, that's in those times when I'm able to face my truths head on and accept it, that's when I heal and I grow the most. So I'm thankful for those times. And although, you know, I lost some sleep that night, I'm good because I guess he said, well, I told you this before and you didn't get it, so I woke you up, and so there you have it. You know, I can show you better than I can tell you, I guess, you know. So, and I thought that kind of related to you talking about the manifestation and action board, because I feel like if we aren't careful about what comes out of our mouth, then I think we hinder what God is trying to give us and what he has for us. So with that said, I actually want to say that, you know, I want you to, you know, I said earlier that we both agreed that we need to explain how to make a manifestation and action board. And more importantly, we thought that, you know, we needed to tell our listeners that it really is more than just a vision board. So can you kind of expound on that and explain to our listeners what all that means?
Yes. Allie, I am so glad that we have revisited this topic because our last show, that's what I charged our listeners to do as a growth work assignment, was to do create a vision board. And not soon after I said it, I wanted the opportunity to explain exactly what a vision or a manifestation board was, but we ran out of time. So, again, I am so glad we are revisiting this topic because it gives us an opportunity, one, as you stated, the power of our words, and to even write the words and the vision of our words is even more powerful. For me, my journey through creating what I call a manifestation board came in about 2006, 2007, and I remember having a phone conversation with a girlfriend, and I remember in my spirit, the Holy Spirit was charging me to do what I called a manifestation board. And as I was telling my girlfriend at the time, I would go to the mountains every quarter of the year, and I was telling a girlfriend that me and a couple of friends were going to go to the mountain and create a manifestation board. And she said, that sounds like a vision board. It sounds like the movie The Secret. You have to see that movie. And she said, I'm going to bring that movie over. And as I viewed the movie, yes, it was really good, but what I saw is what I consider some metaphysics and some New Age teachings in it. And I think with our listening audience, if you have viewed The Secret, not to say that it's good information, but what I related it back to, I said, well, what it really is, it's biblical. There's scripture that talks about writing the vision and making it plain. So just being careful about focusing from a spiritual aspect and not getting going too far to the left for something that could be considered New Age is what I would caution our listeners to do. So for me, again, I use the word interchangeably. I call it a manifestation board or a vision board. There are other names. I think, Allie, you mentioned action board, or you can call it a dream board. And what a manifestation board or a vision board really is, it's a collage of images, pictures, and affirmations of your dreams. So those things that you dream about, those things that you want to manifest in your life, and all the things that make you happy. And again, this board can be called an action board, a dream board, or a manifestation board. Allie, a side note, some people talk about what they call bucket list. And I remember a couple of years ago being in the Bahamas, and a group of friends were talking about things that they were adding to their bucket list. And I said, well, why would you call it that? because my thoughts is, after you completed everything on the list, then are you saying that's all I want for my life? And Allie, right, as you and I talked about it, you even further stated that the phrase kick the bucket.
Right.
So I want to caution our listeners to even be careful, and that goes back to what you say, the power of your words. So again,
right,
instead of a bucket list, calling it a manifestation list.
Right.
So back to the manifestation slash vision board, there are steps to creating this, and the first step would be to decide the main theme of your board. It may be based on something specific you wish to accomplish or obtain in your life, or it could be general ideas of everything that makes you happy. For example, for myself, I use categories. I had a category for ministry, a category for business, and a category for family. Mm-hmm. And what I did is I broke the different categories down. So step two, when you begin to decide the main theme of what that board is going to be about, what you would do is find pictures that corresponds with those themes. It could be either from old magazines, it could be photographs or pictures from the internet. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you would begin finding pictures, words, phrases, anything, again, that corresponds with what the theme of your vision board is going to be. Let me take a side note and give our listeners items needed. The first thing you would want to do is get a poster board or a cork board, anything that you can use to begin placing your pictures and your words on. A glue stick, scissors, or tape are items that you need, and a computer and a printer if you're going to surf the web to look for pictures to print out. So those are the basic items you need. So those are the things that I would encourage you to gather before even starting your manifestation board. Let me go back. Again, step one, decide the theme of your board. It may be based on something specific you wish to accomplish or obtain, or it could be general ideas of everything that makes you happy. Number two, step two is to find pictures that correspond with your theme, either from old magazines, photographs, or from the internet. Step three would be print and or cut out the pictures that correspond to your theme. Step four would be type or write some affirmations that correspond with your theme. And let me give some examples. For me, on my vision board, I found words that stated in my area of business, the entrepreneur spirit, because I feel like in order to start a business or to be a business owner, there's a spirit that comes with that. So the entrepreneur spirit was one of the words that I chose. So whatever words, again, that corresponds with those themes that you want to manifest in your life are some words that you can cut out, as well as pictures you can cut out.
Right.
Step five is to glue and or tape the pictures and affirmations to your board, your poster board, again, or your cork board. If you have a cork board, you can use stick pens.
Right, that's what I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And step six is to hang your board in a place in which you can see it every day. For me, mine is right by my bed. And so when I wake up or just when it hits my spirit, I often look over at it. And, one, I reminisce on how amazing I feel God is because, again, as I stated, this was 2006 or 2007, and I'll go more into detail of how amazed I am about my manifestation board. Step seven, view your board at least once a day and focus on the objects, the pictures, say the themes and the affirmations on your board. So just as often as possible, and I wouldn't make it a ritual. You don't want to make anything to the point where you're feeling like I got to do this or I got to clap three times or spin around it three times, then that becomes witchcraft. So often as it hits your spirit, just, again, visualize those things manifesting in your life. And for me, as I stated, this was several years ago, and I'm amazed at the number of things that have come to pass on my vision board. And what I've done, I've gone back and I wrote actually the date and the year in which my actual things manifested. So that's just to kind of let me know the glory of God, because I'm totally amazed. When I did this again in 2006 or 2007, these were things that I dreamed of and desired, and I'm amazed at the number of things that have manifested or have come to pass. What I will say, the importance of creating a dream or manifestation board is because as children, we've often had dreams, and I feel like that's what fantasies, fairy tales are, but when the realities of life come to pass, disappointment happens. I often tell clients, reality plus dream equals disappointments because, or dream plus reality equals disappointments because, again, we've had dreams, but there are things that have happened in our life that cause us to become disappointed. And I really feel like with each disappointment that happens in our lives, it causes people to become paralyzed and become fearful. And so often things that they've dreamed of, it's almost like if you can visualize quicksand, that once disappointment has occurred in your life, it's like you're stuck or you're bound and you don't know how to move. But you know what? If you have your manifestation board, this can keep you focused on those dreams, on those things that you want to manifest. So I think, again, that's why this is so important. And I encourage our listeners to please, please, please find that time to create your manifestation board.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Doc. And that's just, I'm one of those people. As I had my cork board for about 3 months. And I kept saying that I was going to do it, I was going to do it. And before the new year rolled in, I just sat down and I did it. And I'm so glad that I did. I have it hanging in my office and I see it. And, you know, the theme that I kind of used was, you know, what I'm believing God for in my life. And, yeah, and it helps you to focus.
Right.
You know, it helps you to focus and helps you to stay on point with the direction that you're going and, you know, the plan that God has for your life. So, yes, that's a lot of good, useful information. So, now, at this point, though, Doc, I think we're going to go ahead and take a short station break. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation, and then we'll take your calls if we have any callers on the line. And you can reach us by calling us at 347-324-5246, and please press the number 1 to be added to the on-air host queue. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio. Please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you.
If you are just joining us, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents, There is Life After Layoff. We want to take this moment to thank all of our faithful listeners, our new listeners, our sponsors, friends, and supporters, because without your support, this show would not be made possible. If anyone is interested in sponsoring a show, please contact me at mdavis@atlantaliferadio.com. We will make a package available to you that fits your pocketbook. And if any of our listeners would like to come on and be a special guest on any of our shows to share their story, whether it's a layoff or a life event and how you've overcome it, we really want to hear from you, because it is truly about our community speaking to one another and inspiring one another. So again, contact me at mdavis@atlantaliferadio.com and let me know that you're interested in coming on the show. Now, without further ado, we turn back to our show with Allie and Doc. Allie?
All right, we are back, and if you're just joining us, welcome. And you are listening to There is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And I'm your host, Allie, and along with my co-host for tonight, Doc, we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And we're on Twitter. I'm at AllieWar45, and Atlanta Life Radio can be found tweeting at ALR Radio. So please continue to follow us. Now, Doc, as we continue our conversation tonight, I actually wanted to share with our listeners about a recent book that I came across while I was preparing for a previous show, actually. And I thought that it was really on time, because I know that God gives us what we need when we need it, but it kind of relates to our topic for tonight. And I think I may have talked to you briefly about this wonderful book that I found. And I have to say that in Bible study, we had dealt with a particular scripture from time to time, and it was Jeremiah 29, okay? Mm-hmm. And the scripture reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Now, I found this book. Now, the name of the book is entitled Plans to Prosper You, and it's written by a gentleman by the name of George Sayer. And the reason why this book just really is been a blessing since I started reading it, I'm not finished with it yet, but the parts that I've connected with up to this point have just been, wow, eye-opening. And the way that he breaks down that scripture and relates every situation that he talks about back to scripture is just phenomenal. And this book is a guide for people who want to make a change in their lives, realize God's plan for their lives, experience the kind of prosperity referred to in Jeremiah 29, and be fearless in going through the doors God opens for them, and also learning to seek God with all of their hearts, okay? Now, he takes us on a journey through this prophecy in Jeremiah 29, and he uses his own personal experiences and journey along the way while he giving us also practical steps on how to actually apply that in our lives. And he is originally from South Florida. Just to give you a little bit about him, he's an engineer, but after realizing after 5 years that he wasn't fulfilled in being an engineer, he walked away from his successful career and in order to follow God's plan for his life. Okay, so that says something right there. But what he points out to us is significant about this scripture is that, number one, when you read it, it gives you hope, because I know when I read it, it certainly does give me hope, okay? Mm-hmm. Then he points out that God will open and close doors to help us achieve his plans. He's done that with us through this forum, you know, and other areas, of course, you with your practice. Then, thirdly, he points out that the scripture itself speaks about the prosperity of fullness and peace that God wants us to have, okay? Also, he points out that God wants us to prosper and know in our current situation, wants us to prosper now in our current situation, and also he wants us to prosper in the future. Right. And that also God promises, his promises applied back then when he spoke it, and they also apply now. And that's pretty much what he's pointing out. But what's interesting is that, you know, we talk a lot, Doc, about people finding and walking in their true purpose on this show. And what the author pointed out and so brilliantly in his book was that we really share the same purpose in our lives, and that purpose is that our lives should bring glory to God, okay? But then what's different for each of us is how we go about fulfilling that purpose, okay? And that usually is the hard part for most of us, trying to figure out how to fulfill that. Now, and then we end up getting confused and disoriented, and our lives kind of get out of balance. And in one of his chapters, he called it the journey of life. And he pointed out that when you feel, a lot of times when we are making all these wrong turns in our lives and we're feeling out of balance, that then that is during those times that we're on one of these four paths, and I'm just going to briefly talk a little bit about what these paths are. The first path is the path of least resistance. Okay, now this path is the one where the person wants to kind of take the easy way out, and they don't want to make any waves, rock the boat. And, you know, if you want to relate that back to a job, is this one of those people that you're punching a time clock, so to speak, you know? You're just putting in your time, you're leaving, you're going home, and that's it. You're not thinking about the job again until you have to go back, okay? And in our relationships, you know, when situations come up in our families or relationships, we ignore it or we pretend that it didn't happen just so that we can try to keep the peace. We don't, you know, confront it. And then that ends up manifesting itself in other ways in our lives, either emotionally or maybe even health-wise. You know, you might get an ulcer or, you know, whatever. But anyway, then the second path that when we're out of balance, we'll find ourselves on in the living in the fast lane, okay? And this is when we are focusing too much on the activity that we're performing and not on the results. Okay, and this oftentimes will lead to people regretting not having spent enough time with others or not being able to do what they want to do or achieve in their lives. And, you know, too much focus on the thinking that things have to be done, but, you know, at what expense is that? And I have been guilty of that. You know, I got so much to do. You know, I got to get this done, got to get that done. But then I'm not spending quality time with my kids. So, yes, I have been in that lane before, you know. And then you got to really ask yourself, okay, now why would God give you more to do than he thought we could handle? So, you know, the author pointed that out. So I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right, you know. and then the third path real quickly, the scenic route. And the person on the scenic route is oftentimes unfocused, not living their life on purpose, okay? They're easily distracted, and you kind of mentioned when you were talking about the manifestation board about things becoming ritualistic, and this is what that person on the scenic route does. You know, their everyday tasks become more of a ritual to them than actually serving a purpose, okay? And then the fourth path is the road of regrets, worry, depression, and anxiety. This is kind of like the catch-all path. And people who get caught up in regrets of the past, then they also worry about the future. Okay, then they oftentimes are depressed with their present situation. Okay, so it's like a no-win path to be on. And if you're stuck on this road, then you really are missing the point in what God wants us to do and why Jesus died for our sins. He died so that we don't have to dwell on the past. So when you're stuck in all of that regret and depression and worry and what have you, you miss the point of his sacrifice, you know. So, you know, when we have regrets and when we worry, when we are depressed and anxious, then, you know, we limit our potentials and we limit our abilities to become unable to see the possibilities that God has for us. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, where I'm at with the book. But I thought it kind of related to what we were talking about tonight because, you know, that scripture, when I read it, and another reason why it kind of hit me over the head is because I was trying to find some scripture to put on the walls of my house, and that was one that I was led to. So it was ironic that the Holy Spirit led me to this gentleman's book. And so far, it's just been powerful. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to share that with our listeners tonight, and I wanted to kind of get your take on what I just said.
Awesome, and as you stated, number one, the scripture is powerful itself, and what you just stated is I really believe when we start feeling the guilt or living in regret, that's really a trick of the enemy to get us off our God-given path. So even sharing it with our listeners to beware, if you feel weary or if you feel like there's a reoccurring theme or guilt or past situations that play in your head, understand how more than likely, it's a trick of the enemy, and there's great work that you have ahead of you, and it's just trying to get you off your path to keep you stuck. And understanding the word, go back to the word when God said, you know, my plans are to prosper you.
Right.
So he died to overcome anything we did. And I've often told clients, they laugh, but I think the light bulb goes off, that if I line people up on the couch and I told them I'd jump over there myself, we all have a path. And if you hear their story and my story, you'll probably say, oh, God,
right,
my life wasn't that bad. So understanding we all have a path. We passed. There are situations, things that we've regretted, and there are things that we can look back and say, had it not been for the grace of God, where would I be? So awesome. I love, again, Plans to Prosper You by George Sayer, is it?
Yes, Sayour. And he has a website, which is www.georgesayer.com. And
okay,
you can kind of read about him. You can even purchase his book there. But I purchased it through Amazon.com and also on HALF.com, H-A-L-F.com. They have it out there for a really good price, too.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you know listeners who might be interested in reading that. But I want to ask you, what did you think about the movie that I had you watch, The Odd Life of Timothy Green? What did you think about that?
Awesome, and it so related to this thing. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for your endurance on copying it for me.
Oh, my God, that was painful.
But perseverance, you were determined. So,
yes,
again, thank you for sharing it. One of the first things, and Allie, honestly, I wonder if I would have caught it had you not first said it, but the awesome thing, well, let me go back, not to give the movie away, but I think this is definitely one that is should be in alignment with this assignment of creating a manifestation board. Again, it's called The Odd Life of Timothy Green, and it's a family movie, so it's one that could be shared with the family, but Just a brief summary. It was interesting. There was a couple that was told by the doctors that they were unable to bear a child, and they both were really interested in having a child. And so the evening that they came home, you could see the disappointment and depression that set in on the couple. But the husband came out and started stating and writing characteristics that he desires to have in a child. And at first his wife looked at him like he was crazy, but then she caught on. And that right there said a lot, because how her whole mood changed when they started just writing the vision, writing the characteristics, writing the dream, writing the things, again, that they wanted their child to possess. Right there, it told them that they were not going to be limited to the no that was told by the doctor. So consequently, again, they began writing the characteristics of the child, and then they went outside and buried it. And this is the part, Allie, I wonder if I would have caught it, but it was just amazing how what they buried manifest. And after a storm, which was interesting, that they had been in a drought.
Men caught that.
Exactly. There were many symbolisms in that. If your life, if you feel like your life is in a drought, again, write the vision, make it plain, and bury those visions, bury those things that you want to manifest. But when the rain stopped, they heard a noise in the room, and there ended up being a child called Timothy that they found. So long story short, what was interesting, they said that they had a list of girl names and only one boy name, and on the one boy name happened to be Tim. And so, Ellie, you want to kind of pick up on some of the highlights of that movie for you?
Well, you know what? It's funny you mentioned the storm, because what that told me, what that symbolized was that when you're in the midst of a storm in your life, that sometimes that's God showing you that you're not, maybe you have a little bit of growing to do. In order to grow them up, because I feel like they were told no by the doctors because they weren't quite ready. They had some growing to do themselves as a couple. So God led Timothy into their life to help them to grow up and come through that storm, okay, so that then they were able to then go in turn, you know, pursue the adoption route, and they would be able to, you know, come together and raise that child together. But, to me that showed me that God was saying, okay, no, you're not ready to have a child, but I'm going to do this. And he brought them through that storm together as a family. And it also said to me, it spoke to me and said the power of love. Because when they were writing all of those characteristics, the love that they took in writing that and the thought that that went into it, it was kind of funny how they were doing it when they were talking about him scoring the winning goal, and it was like they were at the game. You know, that was hilarious to me.
Right. They felt it. They were feeling it.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're right. It was so much symbolism in that movie. And it was brilliantly delivered, and it was just all about, you know, and the innocence that he had, you know. He came in, it showed us, talked to us about how innocent children are.
Right.
And, you know, how there are people out there who do these mean things, and, you know, the child is innocent. You know, we have to really check ourselves. And then, look, he ended up being the one that brought the whole town together in the end.
Exactly.
You know, so it is an excellent movie, and my children love it. We watch it, you know, periodically, you know, because to me, I see something different every time I watch it. You know, so I'm glad that you kind of saw what I saw and connected. But I just thought it related to our subject matter for tonight, and that's why I wanted you to watch it. I thought you would love it too. Now,
right.
You know, as we're getting ready, you know, the hour goes by so fast, but I wanted to turn it over to you, and if you can kind of give us some key points for tonight's show, if you have some scripture or some practical solutions for us, that would be great.
Okay. Tonight I'm going to do it a little different, but I want to just add a part of it again, why I'm encouraging our listeners to really, really do a manifestation board. As you stated, when in the movie The Odd Life of Timothy Green, when the couple started, again, they were going through a depression, but when they started writing the characteristics that they wanted of their child, it opened something up in their spirit. It uplifted them, and they started dreaming. And so this, your vision board or your dream board is going to be so important to get you out of that place of disappointment so you can start dreaming again. Oftentimes you hear that colors, pictures, environments begin to, they carry an energy that can lift your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so will your vision board. I really feel like as you start doing it, something in you is going to awaken. So, again, I'm urging our listeners to please, please, please begin your manifestation board. Again, tonight I'm going to go a little different. There are two quotes that I found that I think relates perfectly to our topic tonight. And the first one says, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. Mm-hmm. And that's a quote by Albert Einstein. The second one is, imagination is the beginning of creation. You imagine what you desire. You will what you imagine, and at last you create what you will.
Wow.
And this is from George Bernard Shaw. Our scripture for tonight is Habakkuk 2:2-3, and this is my favorite scripture, so I'm excited to read. Again, it's Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2-3, and it reads, "Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not tarry."
Wow, that's powerful. Thank you so much. You know what, if you don't mind, I'm going to also add that Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes.
Okay. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I also would like to challenge our listeners. I kind of went over some paths, four paths in the journey of life, the path of least resistance, the fast lane, the scenic route, and the road of regrets, worry, depression, and anxiety. So I challenge you to take a look at where you are. Are you on either of these paths?
That's good.
Journal if you are, and manifest, or, you know, write the vision, make it plain on how you can get back in balance and get off that path, okay? So that's another challenge that I put out there for our listeners tonight. And, you know, Doc, I also wanted to add, like you say, a side note, how important it is for us to hear from the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Yes.
Okay. You as a minister know just how powerful that is. The Holy Spirit, he's our comforter. He's our helper, our counselor, our intercessor, our advocate, who's our lawyer, okay? He's our strengthener. He's our standby, just in case there's any opening that the enemy might try to come in. And he wants to come to us in close relationship. And the most important thing that stands out for me with regards to the Holy Spirit, but all of them are important. But this really is key for me at where I'm at in this particular part of my life and my journey, is that he guides us into all truth. Okay? If you won't receive truth, then you can't heal and grow. And I feel like since I started this journey of There Is Life After Layoff, and as I've started really focusing in on hearing from the Holy Spirit, things have just taken off in ways that I would not have ever imagined. As far as me personally growing, of course. But the key in all of that growing is because of my willingness and my obedience into being able to step on my own toes, like I did earlier.
Right. Right.
And, you know, we have to stop blaming other people for our bad days. And, you know, I had to really repent and ask for forgiveness because I was doing that with my kids. And it you know, that was an area that really was frustrating to me. You know, kids are going to be kids, and I'm the adult. But then when I got in those times when I was tired, frustrated, you know, the words that I used were not happy words. I mean, I'm not cussing my kids out or nothing like that. Don't get me wrong. But I wasn't walking in love. You know, I was letting my emotions and you know, my being tired be an excuse as to why I could talk or justify why I would respond to them in that way, and that wasn't right. So I had to really get on my knees when God started showing me, and when he woke me up out of my sleep, he was pretty much saying, stop it, okay? Stop the foolishness. You know, they're kids. You're the adult here. And, you know, I believe that the ones who are more spiritually mature are the ones that need to be doing the right thing. So, you know, so I just wanted to kind of make that a little footnote before we get ready to close out. And, man, did this time goes by so fast, Doc.
Yes, yes. And let me add, again, your growth work assignment, again, is going to be begin your manifestation / dream board.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And call us and share with us, you know, your experience with that. So
yes.
Tonight, as we close out, I thank you, Doc, for joining me, as always. And, you know, on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We don't take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us each and every week, and I pray that you will continue to tune in. And we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And, yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you are walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing, but most of all, remember that there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for a complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself,
I'm not giving up.
No,
I'm not giving up.
In you, Lord, I have my faith in. Even when it seems, that's when you look, that's when you're will begin.
Failure is not final.
Your life
is not
I have ever known has come from you alone.